For a man whose workday involves watching lots of movies, Bob might be interested in hearing about this.
Sony brings 3D home in 2010.
Sony is one of several companies that plan to launch a 3D TV at home early next year. And the new TV sets are rolling out in Berlin as we speak. That's the site of one of the world's biggest gadget shows. It's called the Internationale Funkausstellung, or IFA for short. And it's a venue for tech companies to show off their best new inventions for the fall and beyond. Erica Ogg is there. She's a reporter for CNET.com, and she joins me from the convention hall. Welcome to the program.
Hi, great to be here.
When the convention is over on Wednesday, what's the one gadget you think everyone's going to be talking about?
As you mentioned, I definitely think that people are going to be talking about the fact that a lot of these companies here want us to watch 3D in our own living rooms rather than in the theater.
What do you think? I mean, are they pretty cool?
Yeah, I think that it adequately mimics the experience of the theater, obviously on a smaller scale. But the drawback is you still do have to wear those funky plastic glasses that you wear in the theater. And I have to say that I don't know that everybody would necessarily want to do that whenever they wanted to watch, you know, a movie at home.
So I'm also hearing, Erica, about the boom in netbooks. These are of course these cheaper, lower priced versions of laptops. What are you seeing out there?
There were two netbooks that were launched here at the show that we'll see soon, and one of them is the Sony Vaio X series, which is really thin. It's got a 10-inch screen. And it's only maybe an inch thick. And actually, you know, when you go over and you pick it up and you kind of move it around, it's actually almost bends. And so that might sound like it's not a good idea, but I think the flexibility is going to be really good for, you know, people taking it a lot of places in their purse or in their briefcase or that kind of thing. And the other one, there was a Samsung netbook that's just as thin, that's just as small a screen, very mobile. But that one is claiming to have an 11-hour battery, which is a long time for any computer.
I know in the past there have been some sort of weird things that have been introduced at this convention, because I've been there before. For example, electronic lederhosen with iPod controls. Have you seen anything like that this time around?
I haven't seen anything quite that funny. But I did happen to walk by a booth, and I saw two cell phones sitting in an aquarium, a fish tank.
In a fish tank.
Yeah, basically they're advertising this very rugged phone that's supposed to survive a lot of different conditions, you know, like extreme hot, extreme cold, and apparently being dunked in a fish tank or some body of water.
Are you seeing any products that, you know, you would, like, expect to see in the Jetsons?
Well, one of the really cool things are these organic light-emitting diode TVs, or OLED for short. Sony right now is the only company that actually makes one. They're very, very, very thin. I think they're 0.1 inches thin.
0.1 inches thin?
Yes.
Wow.
And as a result, they're very expensive to make. And so the one that Sony sells is only an 11-inch display, which, you know, is smaller than you and I would probably want to watch our television programs on. But LG has one here at the show, which is 15 inches. So while that doesn't seem like it's that much bigger, it actually is progress.
Well, what makes that TV better?
The organic light-emitting diodes are incredibly thin, which is what allows it to be such a tiny screen, and it's really energy efficient, and it also produces the most amazing picture you'd have ever seen on a television.
Erica Ogg reports for CNET.com, and she joined us from the floor of the IFA Electronics Show in Berlin. Erica, thanks so much.
Sure thing.